Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The spillway near Louisiana's Cajun country was designed for an emergency just like this, but it hasn't been needed for 40 years. Here's Colonel Ed Fleming of the Army Corps of Engineers.
Although the river gets what the river needs, and we'll do our best to modulate that flow based on daily calculations, we could have this spillway open for upwards of 3 weeks.
Residents packing up everything they own as the water begins to trickle into their backyards, a slow-moving disaster in Cajun country. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 16th, and very nice to be back.
It's great to have you back, that's for sure. A terrible situation, though, down south, and that's where we begin the morning's top news. We'll stay in Cajun country. The rising Mississippi River now flooding small towns across Louisiana over the weekend. The Army Corps of Engineers did what it said it would do. It opened the Morganza Spillway, choosing to flood the farmland to save the cities. Today, Louisiana farmland is slowly filling up like a bathtub as the water rushes in at 17 million gallons per second. Some towns could see floodwaters as high as 20 feet. National Guard spokesman says most of the 25,000 people in the flood zone are following the mandatory evacuation order.
In all honesty, we thought we would get more resistance from people leaving their homes, but they're not. We had 100% evacuation of one of the areas we tried to evacuate.
Colonel Ed Fleming with the Army Corps of Engineers says people will be out of their homes for several weeks at a minimum, since the Mississippi River isn't expected to crest until next week.
National Weather Service tells us that the crest will last at least 10 days, maybe longer. And then we have to wait for the crest to recede.
In Vicksburg, Mississippi, the river has already risen a record 56 feet, not expected to crest for another few days. And later today, President Obama heads to Memphis, Tennessee to meet with families already hard hit by the recent flooding there.
The head of the International Monetary Fund is expected to appear in a Manhattan courtroom today on charges of attempted rape. New York City police searched Dominique Strauss-Kahn for forensic evidence last night. He's accused of attacking a hotel maid as she cleaned his room. The maid reportedly picked Strauss-Kahn out of a lineup. His lawyer, Benjamin Raffman, denies the allegations.
He intends to vigorously defend these charges, and he denies any wrongdoing.
Before the arrest, Strauss-Kahn was the early favorite in France's presidential election of 2012. Officials at Japan's Fukushima nuclear complex say the damage at all three reactors is worse than they thought. They say the fuel rods in every reactor appear to have melted down after the earthquake and tsunami. The U.S. government's expected to hit the $14 trillion debt ceiling today. The Treasury Department will take a series of steps to delay an outright default, they say, until August.
I hear the printing presses starting up, maybe. I don't know exactly how
they
do that.
Are you implying that they're going to print money?
I don't know what they do to make that work.
And you know what? After a long delay, supposedly we're going to get the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavor today. The last time the Endeavor will launch, NASA says the weather looks good for takeoff. It's scheduled for just before 9 this morning, so we'll find out if it actually does take off in a couple hours. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,595, the S&P at 1,337, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,828. You have to wonder if just investors are a little nervous about Dominique Strauss-Kahn being
clearly
charged
well,
with.
In Europe, there's a very serious issue because there are finance ministers meeting in Brussels today. Strauss-Kahn
dealing
won't be
with
there.
The IMF
is all about Greece and Portugal, that's for sure.
Well, coming this morning, if you are very charming, you have a sense of self-worth that is perhaps grandiose, one might say. Maybe you were a difficult kid, had a lot of trouble in school. You know, those are just a few of the things that are on the psychopath test, the test to see if someone is a psychopath or not. We're going to be talking about that later, the use of that.
You
wouldn't want to know?
No, if I was a psychopath.
Well, supposedly they say if you think that you might be, then that means you aren't. So, you know, rest assured, it's probably okay. And we're also going to be heading off to Brooklyn to give you the story of a car club there raising money to buy back guns. That's later this hour as well. First, though, hard decisions along the Mississippi River, saving Baton Rouge in Louisiana and New Orleans, but flooding many of the rural communities.